Welcome, everyone. I hope you're all doing well in this, needless to say, difficult time. And my heart goes out to those who are suffering because of this virus thing. But the show goes on, and this is show number 412 for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And unfortunately, travel and tourism is on hold for the time being. But I'm confident that we are going to return stronger than ever. You know, people love to travel, and there will be a lot of pent-up demand when this is all over. But, in the meantime, what can you do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in this show. We're talking about improving your skills and your business so it's ready to take on the demand when this virus has taken its place in the history books. If you have comments, questions, or you just want to talk, please email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And you can also do the same at our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/HBTAS. It's always great to hear from you, so feel free to drop me a note anytime. Now, if you go over to iTunes and you see our show on iTunes, it's really appreciated if you can just leave us a rating, leave us a comment, and that helps us to become more aware to more listeners out there. So as we're going on here, it's time to get into the interview, so enjoy. Welcome, everybody, to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're happy to be here with you this month. You know, considering everything that's going on in the world right now, it's a great time to do a podcast, and it's a great time to listen to a podcast, and it's also a great time to do something else with your travel business, and that's what we're going to talk about today. In fact, I have Guida Botello, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that name right, with us from the Travel Institute, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to improve the back-end operation of your travel business. And there's some really interesting things that Guido can tell us that's happening at the Travel Institute to help you out with that. So with that, I want to say hello to Guido and welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show.
Well, thank you so much, Barry. Thank you to everyone that is listening. My name, I'll correct you a little bit. My name is Guida Botello. So the U is silent there. I'm Portuguese, not Italian.
Okay.
So thank you for having me here. And I'm excited to talk to everyone and share any ideas and tips that will help you during this time. But also, as you look towards the future, because the future is bright. It might not look so right now, for sure. It's pretty grim at this moment, but this is the perfect time to work on your business, you know, and we have some ideas and some tips for you to help you stay focused and stay engaged during this time.
Yeah, and just for listeners who maybe tuning in for the first time, maybe tell us a little bit about the Travel Institute and a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah, well, thank you. So the Travel Institute, we are a not-for-profit organization. We have been around since 1964. Now, the travel industry is an interesting industry, right? Because there is no licensing or certification as a mandatory. So certification and licensing are not mandatory by federal, okay? That means anyone can join the travel industry, right? So that's a great pro. Hey, come on in, right? No training required, no certification or licensing required. Come on in, be a travel agent. The con to that is anyone can be a travel agent. Right. So since 1964, and exactly why the Travel Institute was created, was to continue to raise the level of professionalism in our industry. even though certification is not required, it becomes that much more important. But aside from certification, education is really what becomes that much more important. Okay. So the Travel Institute, since 1964, our mission is to bring all travel professionals the most quality education accessible for all levels of your career, whether you are brand new into the industry, all the way to executive level education. My job here is to be the director of education. And it's a great job. It's so fun because every day I work with a team of people who are focused on developing and delivering the best education we can for all travel professionals. And we do that in many different ways. We do that by creating webinars. And we might not deliver it ourselves, but we have a great group of professional educators. And professional educators are individuals in the industry that many of them have many years of industry experience. And we're not just talking about figureheads, right? We're talking about people who do this day in, day out. We have people outside of the travel industry who are experts on their field, such as, for example, taxes or social media or sales, and we invite them. So all of these folks are part of our professional educator program. And so imagine that if you were in a school and you have lots and lots of professors, that's what these professional educators are. So we're able to tap into them for a variety of webinars, a variety of blogs, a variety of white papers. So we're constantly bringing information to you. We also have destination specialist trainings, right? Because, I mean, hello, we're in the travel industry. Geography is key and king and queen at all times. So we go ahead and we work on many destination specialist courses. Anyone can come to the Travel Institute and take a destination specialist course or a niche market course, for example. And a niche market could be on luxury or golf or honeymoon and destination weddings. And then, of course, we have our curriculum programs, right? So you have the trip kit, our entry-level program. So if you are someone that is brand new into the industry, right, and you're trying to learn the language, the industry, the basics, this trip kit, this introductory program is currently the leading educational self-study program for those looking to start in the travel industry. Okay. And it's based in three textbooks, and I can talk about that a little bit later. So that's curriculum one. Then we have three certification courses, right? And these certification courses, as I said, even though our industry doesn't require it, they become that much more important, right? Because those individuals who are certified, they're immediately a notch above, immediately. Right. Our first certification is the CTA, the Certified Travel Associate Program. And the CTA is really designed for those of you who are selling travel every day. Okay. You need to have at least 12 months of industry experience in order to earn that designation. That means you should enroll no earlier than about 8 months into the industry. But if you have been in this industry for 15 years, fantastic. And you're selling travel, you still need to take the CTA program. Why? Because it covers topics like communication, understanding the sales cycle, planning itineraries, selling special interests, all the skill sets that you need in order to succeed as a travel consultant. really to take that next step over, right? And I know a lot of people say, well, all you need is to learn your product and all you need is to learn technology. 100%, I couldn't agree with you more. But when you start to peel back what the skills that a true successful travel professional hones in, they're gonna come back right to communication, sales, customer service, understanding the industry sectors, and so forth. Then you have the CTC, the Certified Travel Counselor Program. Now, the CTC is probably the most well-known certification in the travel industry because it's been around since 1964. And the CTC has always been designed as a management program. So look at it as a mini management course, okay? And it really focuses on topics such as, let's say, disk management or helping folks with creating a mentoring program and coaching, for example. It helps folks with taking and really project management and management skills, accounting, and so forth. And then for that certification, there's a few requirements. You need to have 5 years of industry experience, as well as having completed the CTA program. Then you have our leadership program, our CTIE certification. And the CTIE, or Certified Travel Industry Executive, is written for those and designed for those who are looking to expand their leadership skills. So those of us, and I now am considered, I'm now in the backside of things. I used to be in the front line for many years as an agent, but now I'm sort of behind the scenes. I'm no longer selling travel. So the CTIE is for those of us who are really leading people, for those of us looking to enhance our leadership skills. So it covers topics like emotional intelligence, strategic leadership, and so forth. And for that, you also need to have 5 years of industry experience for that. So Barry, as you can see, the Travel Institute, our mission, our goal is to bring quality education to all travel professionals in a variety of ways.
That's great. It's a wonderful program. And, you know, For the travel professional right now, the issue is, well, what can I do to improve my skills in terms of running my business? And, you know, all of these certifications are going to improve your skills for running your business. But maybe this is a special time where, you know, we're all kind of sequestered at home, and it's a good time to be taking some courses. And maybe we can talk a little bit about what is the back end operation of the business, and how does the Travel Institute help with that?
Absolutely, Barry. I wish we weren't in the situation that we are in right now, but we are, right? And for so many years, I've been working for the Institute for so many years, and the number one issue that every person has is either I don't have the time. Well, unfortunately, right now, you do. Okay. So the Travel Institute, I'll talk about a few things. First is how can we help? And we put our heads together and as a team, as an organization, and we want to help you. That's our mission. That's our goal. So the first thing we decided was we are offering our business planning course online, free to anyone in the travel industry until April 15th. If you want to take a look at your business, you simply go to thetravelinstitute.com, click on business planning, sign up, and it's absolutely free. Why did we do that? Well, Barry, when you are in this business day in, day out, it's hard. It's very, very hard. And I can say that from experience, having been in the front lines, it's very hard to be able to raise your head up above the clouds and strategize. It's hard. I can guarantee you, actually, that if I spoke to 100 agents today or 100 owners today, they all have a list of 50 things that they have put aside. And out of those 50 things, they all have to do with strategic business planning, right? And this business planning module course, it's there to help you and to guide you through this thinking, right? So take a look at your to-do list, right? You want to start a business? Fantastic. So let's say you're brand new into the industry and you want to start a business. Okay. Do you have your business structure set up? Did you speak to a tax accountant to make sure that your business is set up correctly? Are your finances in all set up? Meaning, do you have a bank account? Do you have all the details in place? Have you picked, do you know if you're going to partner with a host agency or if you're going to buy a franchise or if you're going to do this all on your own? You know, those kind of important pieces are very important, right? That's just the setup. But what about your business plan? Who are you going to sell to? What are you going to sell, right? And the business planning module is going to help you guide you that way. So that's why we gave everyone the free access to this business planning module so that all of you have the opportunity while we are having some time to work on your back end. You know, take if you are in the industry or if you're not, you're coming in new, this is a perfect time. Start to write down, what does your database look like? Do you have a list of clients? And if you do, are they in the system? Are they in a database? And if not, they should be. Nobody likes data entry, but guess what? Now we have time to do it, and you should be doing it. But then drill down to that database. What are the qualities, the characteristics, the likes, the dislikes about this client, right? Because you should be able to quickly look at your database and say, all right, I have a list of people who have not traveled with me, but they're very interested in going to XYZ. So that when you see a supplier put a promotion out for XYZ, you can run a quick list and you can send those individuals an email. That's strategic thinking, right? So now is the time to work on that business plan. Who are your clients? What are you going to sell? What are you going to specialize in? So with that in mind, in addition to this business module course that we have online, we also are extending a series of webinars also on our website, also free for the next few weeks and probably the next month or so. Some of the topics are networking while being home. All right. Everyone is thinking of this. You know, all of our friends, all of my friends out there who have absolutely nothing to sell right now, no one to sell to, right? How do you stay engaged? How do you continue to network? You know, so we're going to go over ideas on how to use social media. Hey, you know, if you are in the front lines like I was for years, we love our phones. We love to be on the phones. The phones don't ring. We are not happy because we know this is how we make a living. But right now, the phones aren't ringing, Barry. So what do? Guess what? You call your clients. You call your top 20 bracket clients. You're new to the business, you start calling your clients and let them know, your potential clients, and let them know you're going to be in business, right? You're not selling anything. You're simply calling to say, hey, I'm here. How are you doing, right? So we're going to be talking about networking. We're also going to have another webinar that we're finalizing actually right now with Ann Smith. And Ann is she's a CTIE. She's an independent contractor. She's one of our professional educators. She does an amazing job with her business. And we're going to be talking to Ann on what kind of things should we be doing right now? Is it cleaning your database? Is it what about reading up on the rules and regulations from all of these suppliers? This is the perfect time because none of us have the time when we're busy day in and day out, Barry, to, you know, be reading on rules and regulations. This is the time to do it. Right. So there's going to be another webinar for that. We're also going to have another webinar on honeymoon and destination weddings, also with another professional educator, Lisa Sheldon, also CTIE. And, you know, some people might be saying, but we're not selling anything. That's okay. This is the time. If you are thinking about going into honeymoon and destination weddings, use this time now to get your knowledge up to speed. So we're going to be doing that. And then we also have another one on on Facebook. And that's with also Catherine Haig. And that's going to be on April 16th. And Catherine, she is so well known in our industry for her knowledge and practical advice when it comes to social media. So she's going to be sharing some tips with all of you on that as well, especially now. How do you use social media to stay engaged while being sensitive to everyone's budget, really, and situation? So that will be very good advice. So we're super excited, Barry, to be able to bring this type of education. We also have, and I'll do this one is, unfortunately, there is a charge for it, but I think it's $20. So it's very affordable. There is this great checklist that we have created that's been around for almost 2 years, and we're constantly updating it. And it's on our website, and it's called How to Launch a Travel Entrepreneur Business. And like I said, it's $20, and it's a great checklist. If you are on this podcast and you're looking to start a business in the travel industry, go through this checklist. I cannot tell you how helpful it has been for so many agents because it gives you a step one, step two, step three, step four, so that you stay focused. So yeah, we're doing quite a few things during this time, Barry.
Yes, and I just thought I'd mention, too, that Catherine Haig and this podcast go back a long ways. She's been on her show many times, and actually, quite often, I'll post her Monday updates or weekly updates on the Facebook page for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So, she's a great lady and a very talented instructor, so
yes.
Glad to hear her name.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Yeah, our professional educator program really is part of the core of how we reach out to so many individuals because we're able to tap. And I love all of our professional educators because they are doing this for the industry. And I hope people take notice of how important their knowledge is and they're willing to share it with you.
Yeah, and I, you know, one of the things that I'd like to do is to, establish a relationship with some of your educators and perhaps have them on the show from time to time, just like we do Catherine Heeg, and I think that would be a great thing.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I'll look at that for sure.
Great. So, a little bit about your situation. You're working from home right now, as many home-based travel agents work from home all the time. But you are a home-based person as well, and you know, and we were talking before the podcast, and you're doing homeschooling too.
You know, Barry, as we were talking before, this is no different for me. Being home 24/7 is really no different for me. So I'm very used to this element. That said, as I told you, Barry, I now have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old that also need to be homeschooled. So we are learning through that. I'm certainly having to learn new ways to be creative.
You're right.
To have my children stay engaged while also continuing to do the best work that I can and continue to help our industry in continuing to deliver education. But, you know, I sometimes look at both of these pieces, and for me, even though we have to be creative with my children, but they're 9 and 7, so they need to be engaged. there's a parallel here, right? So it makes it a little bit easier for me because my background, you know, what I do is education. So I have no problem creating a lesson plan for every day.
You know,
for our kids.
And we were talking before the record button was pushed, and you said that you sent your children outside to play so we could record this, and I want to thank you for that.
They're doing a scavenger hunt right now. It's part of learning, right? I had to become creative yesterday, last night, part of that creativity and staying busy. I said, okay, well, I have a meeting at 10:45. What can you do outside without me? So I had to create a scavenger hunt. And from where I sit right now, I can see them out there looking for their scavenger hunt. And then later they have to write something about their experience.
Oh, wonderful. That's a great idea.
Blended learning, Barry, blended learning.
and a lesson for us. For the travel agents, you know, blended learning there too. Learn as you're doing. It's one of the best ways to learn anything. I tell a lot of people who ask me for advice on the computer, and I say, I'll show them. But I says, you know, the best way to learn is just to do it.
Indeed, indeed. And I take that blended learning for me is part of my core. It's anytime that here at the Travel Institute, anytime that we develop a program, I look at it from that angle. And to me, what blended learning is, you learn with all of your senses, right?
Yep.
Some people can listen well, and that's how they learn. Some need to put their hands on it. Some need to read about it. But 90% of the time, and this is something that I use all the time, us as adult learners, and I'm learning even now as my children, we learn by seeing it, hearing it, writing it, and applying it. We got to use all four. And oftentimes, if I'm taking a course, if I'm running a course for our developing a content or what have you, for example, our trip kit, our entry-level program, our trip kit, well, you have textbooks that we will ship to you. You'll get 3 textbooks that we will ship to you. And one is on Travel Agent 101. It's called the Travel Career Development Textbook. And it's everything about becoming a travel agent. It covers the 5 areas of travel. It covers what I call our language, our terminology, our everything about the industry. It's truly that foundation, right? Then you have another textbook that's on geography, written by travel agents for travel agents, right? On what to do, what to see, how to get around, the best time to go, and so forth. Okay. Then you have another textbook called How to Start a Home-Based Travel Agency. Well, there you go. There's so many different levels, and this book is very practical, right? So you have the reading, the touching of the paper. You got that. Along with that, you have a series of presentations that are, if you had a guest speaker in the classroom, right? But because you're not in a classroom, you're doing this self-study. We bring these speakers to you. So there's that blending, right? You're reading something and then you're listening to someone, right? So things are starting to make sense. Then we have quizzes and workbooks. So now you read something, you listen to a presentation, and now you're writing it, right? Now you're doing these worksheets and these little quizzes so that you're writing this information. So you're using your top three. And then we encourage you throughout this entry-level program to apply this knowledge. So if you're new into the industry, applying means, okay, did you decide if you're going to buy a franchise or partner with a host agency? All right, start doing the research. Start calling those agencies while you're studying that topic. Start applying that knowledge. Go out on and look for the information about airlines, or go out and look at the information on the cruise ships and so forth. So that's what I really mean by blended learning, is that we here at the Institute, I'm always encouraging my team to provide blended learning. So even on our destination courses, for example, they're all online, right? But even though they're online, the individual is reading, right? We have videos in there, so they're watching. We have application activities that they must do, so now they're writing, right? And then we encourage them to apply it every single day, so then there's that application. We're constantly thinking of that level of education, and that's really what sets our education apart.
You know, and many years ago, I learned a tip about learning, and I'd like to get your input on this too. And it may turn out as a tip for listeners here. But what it was is that when you're learning something, reading or watching a video or listening to a podcast or listening to a presentation and a live presentation, pretend like you're going to have to take that information back home and teach it to your 12-year-old. And you have to teach it without using jargon or acronyms. You have to teach it in a simple way. And actually the next step to that would be to write it out as if you were giving this document to your 12-year-old.
I love that tip. And Barry, it's funny because that is a tip I use all the time for our students who are going through our certification programs. So right now, Barry, we have, I can tell you, over 1,000 students enrolled in the CTA program, okay? And they're all studying. And now more than ever, unfortunately, they have the time, right? And I say that unfortunately, because this is not the circumstances. I want people to have the time. But they do, right? So they're all, we were talking about that before the call, and they're all starting to study. And, you know, they worry, right? Because they worry about their test. And that's, your tip is exactly the tip I give them. I say, all right, you finished reading business ethics, for example. All right. Write notes, essays, bullet points on how, if you were to teach someone about business ethics, how would you teach it? What would you cover? What would you say? And it's a great way to review and to learn. No one learns better than if you have to teach it, right? It's a great tip. It's a great, great tip.
Yeah, and I think, This is probably a good time to wrap up. We've been at it a little over a half hour, and generally we keep the shows here between 30 to 45 minutes. No hard and fast rule, but I know you probably have to check on the children, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you, your need to do that. So to wrap up, how do people learn about the Travel Institute first time? What's the website, emails, Facebook? You know, what are the ways people would learn more?
Oh, absolutely, Barry. Our website is www.thetravelinstitute.com. Our website is our brochure. It's our store. Our website is our world. It's our university, in fact. That's how you access all of your courses. So go on there. There's always a webinar to sign up for. There is our Hot Tip Tuesday. So if you're on here, we also offer, I would highly recommend go to our website and sign up for our newsletter. It's called Hot Tip Tuesday. And that newsletter is written by us here at the Institute, and it comes out every Tuesday, of course. And it's an educational tip. So look at it as almost like a blog, okay, that is a written blog that's always sent to you every Tuesday. And the purpose of it is to provide you with a little nugget of knowledge. So even if you don't have the finances right now to sign up for one of the courses, I definitely recommend Hot Tip Tuesday. Also, we offer so many webinars every single month on the different programs we offer. So if you are new into the industry, sign up for the free webinar that's called Preparing for a Career in Travel with my colleague, Patty Noonan. She does a beautiful job. The industry and the program itself. We also offer more in-depth courses or webinars, on the CTA program, on our CTC and CTIE. And then my colleague, Carla as well, does a beautiful job on talking about one of our most exciting programs, which is called our Premium Access Lounge Membership Program. And that's where we have hundreds of hours of education from webinars, all of our recorded webinars, destination specialist courses, niche market courses, white papers, you name it. It is a powerful, powerful tool in there. So, sign up for those webinars so that you can learn a little bit more. And at the end of the day, all I want to say is our job here at the Institute, we're not here to sell you anything. We are here to help you and to guide you towards choosing the best education you need at this time and towards the future. So that's our job. We're here as your coach. We're here as your mentor. And our goal is to help you succeed.
This is great. And for the listeners, if you would like to contact me, you can do so at email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Those are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I really want to thank you, Gita, for being a part of the show, and we look forward to having you back sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. Would love to be back. Thank you to everyone. And thank you to you, Barry, for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gita, for being our guest and all that you do to help travel agents. Thank you for that. Also, I want to thank the Travel Institute for supporting our show, and that is greatly appreciated. So be sure to go to thetravelinstitute.com, all one word, thetravelinstitute.com, and sign up for the free courses that they're offering now through April 15th. That would be a good thing to do during this time of quarantine. And I want to thank all of our listeners, and thank you for hanging in there. I know this crisis will pass, and we're going to be stronger because of it. So, until next month, stay strong, stay positive, and stay healthy. Goodbye for now.